Siman Tovresh and Ches, and we have penetrated into the deep and complex sugya of Matana Manas Lahachzir. Let's just go in three stages. Stage number one, we have to appreciate and understand that you need to own the Dalet Minim in order to fulfill the mitzvah on the first day. You need to own it. It needs to be lachem. It needs to be yours. Stage number one. Stage number two is that Matana Amanas Lahachzir works. You can give him Matana with the condition that he needs to return it to you. That does work. That's still considered lochem. That's Matana Amanas Lahachzir works. Now, stage number three is a question which we started discussing yesterday. Does a Matana Amanas Lahachzir work for children? Meaning, with regards to children, can I give my own son a Dalet Minim and give it, this is now yours, and you give it back to me when you're finished? Does that work? Or the alternative would be that no, it doesn't work, and he has to have his own set. Mm-hmm. So the question is, does Matana Manas Lahachzir work for children? Yes or no? And that, no, they're old. I just saw they're old. No. The answer to that question is actually that no, Matana Manas Lahachzir does not work for children. Why is that? So let's just go through the Shulchan Aruch. And I want to then go through the Bialocha as well. A few points of Bialocha and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Ches. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yitnenu B'Yom Rishon Sivav, which is page Kuv Lamed Aleph. Lo Yitnenu B'Yom Rishon LeKatan. You may not give it to a child before you have been Yoytze. Kodim Sheitze, but before you yourself have been Yoytze, you can't give it to your son. Because the son, koine, he can acquire, he cannot give it back to the owner on a Torah level. That if he returns it, he hasn't actually been returned to the owner, he hasn't been returned to the adult, really. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, some say that if he's got, that's an opinion, we don't really paskin like that, but means like 6-7 years old, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to that opinion, it would actually work. It's fine. If he holds the Dalet Minim together with the child, what's going to be the halacha then? What do you think? Is that a problem or not? You hold with the child the Dalet Minim, less of a problem or more of a problem? Less of a problem. Ve'im toifes imatinif, he's holding that meaning with a child. Kevin shalayotzem yodoy, since he never actually left his hands. Shapidomi, it's certainly okay, according to all opinions. But let us just readdress a little bit and focus a little bit and try to understand this idea. Why is it a child cannot, he cannot give that meaning to the child? Why is that? So let us just straight away have a look at Bialocha. Bialocha explains it on the side of here, the Dibur HaMaschil, with the word starting Lo Yitnenu. He explains it very nicely. He says the following: Lo Yitnenu Da Deor Rishoyno. The first opinion, Hu Loshen Rambam. This is the words of the Rambam. V'ayim beVedigabayis Shekosav the Mizus, and beVedigabayis says that Shekosav the Mesosam, that since Shulchan Aruch brings it like that, Mashma Dafilo Gienon is Apurto is Gamken Ein Niten Loi. The first opinion doesn't make a distinction between what age it is. A child, anyway, you cannot give it to a child. V'atam, the reason is, why can you not give the Dalet Minim to a child? Why is that? The Rambam l'shito. Sorry. The Rambam holds of the following. Beperek choftez milchiz mechira. The heicha, the das, acheres, makneloi, hu zoiche min ha-toyre. That if there's das acheres, if there's another opinion, makneloi, I don't have a good English translation. Can you help me out? Makne means if I acquire for you. What's the, if I, it's not acquire you, confer but it, ownership upon. What is that?
Confer ownership on.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah, is that to,
if you do it through a will, the best way is you could say bequeath, but this isn't through a will.
Okay, but it's that concept, to confer the ownership upon. Okay, so that, right, so that's basically what's happening over here. Das acheres makneloi. I can, to a minor, can you come for a minute? Can I use you for a minute? I can give something. Okay, let's. I can give. Come, can you come this side? Das acheres, my opinion can give him something. Although he's a cotton, I can give das acheres makneloi. he is not able to make a kinyan. He's not bar mitzvah yet. He can't make his own kinyanim. But das acheres, my das can make a kinyan on him. Das acheres, meaning my das, makneloi can make a kinyan on him. Now he has fully acquired it. He's completely acquired it. But what happens 5 minutes later, once he has, can you shake the aluminium for a minute? Thank you very much. Now that he wants to give it back to me, we're running into a bit of a problematic issue, because if he gives it back to me, now I can't be koine, because he can't be makne to me. He's a cotton, and he can't be makne to me. He can't be makne to me. That means that he's got the, he can't be makne to me. So I haven't got the ways of acquiring it back. So that's a problem here. So das acheres makne means that he's actually, when he shakes it aluminium, it's completely his. But now when I want to get it back, I'm running into trouble. I can't get it back from him. So this is why, thank you very much, this is why a cotton, this is why the concept of matana al menas lehachzir does work beautifully with regards to an adult. It, however, won't work with regards to a child. I mean, it does work, but it works in a way that I won't be able to get it back.
Now, practically, how do you allow your cotton child to take the aluminium they want?
Very good. How do you do that? Very good. We'll get to that. Mishnah Berurah is going to address. He's going to address that. Mishnah Berurah is going to address that. But we have to realize that you can't be makne your dalabinim to a child. You can't. You can't. It's going to be. You're going to be. You're going to be stuck. Right. Yeah. But by the way, as we're in that, a problem.
If he just borrows it, he's not taking to the fullest extent, but he's at least.
Borrowing. This is a beautiful question, and we're going to address it shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to address it shortly. Very good question. But before we get to that point, I just want to address what exactly is called, if we talk about a cotton, because if we're talking about Bialocha, the continuation of Bialocha mentions the question, what is considered a cotton exactly? What is it? What is it exactly cotton over here? With regards to cotton, if we're talking about a child, what are we talking about?
Under
bar mitzvah. So you're right. This is how we paskin. The Bialocha does say over here, I'm going to the four lines from the, four lines before the wide lines. He says, V'tada cotton nickel de reshoina, achu ben yud gimel v'yamecha. We're talking about bar mitzvah. 13 years and one day. V'ayim v'vigotim shekos afilu ben yud gimel shana. The primogotim says, even if you're 13 years old, kolzman shalo yadinon shevi shtei saras en liteloi. The Pirmagotim is a bit more machmin. It says that Bar Mitzvah itself is not sufficient. You need to know that he's reached physical maturity of Shtei Saras. The Sofik Torah Lechumra, but however, we don't paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah is okay to paskin that Bar Mitzvah is sufficient. So we're talking about Bar Mitzvah. From Bar Mitzvah onwards, there's no Shaila. It's okay. Right, but what about She'ela? Very good question. What do you think, Aboise, about She'elo? What do you think about lending the Dalet Minim to your child? What do you think about that? Is that okay or not? Yeah.
As far as I understand, there's no mitzvah on the cotton. The mitzvah is on the father.
Very nice. Good.
So if the cotton doesn't actually know any of these lomdashud zachen about whether or not he owns it or not, what does he care?
What does he care? What do you think about his beautiful thought that since the whole... Why does a child need to shokel Dalet Minim? It's because of a mitzvah chinuch. Now, who is a mitzvah chinuch on? Father, maybe mother as well, but certainly father. So fine. So if the child did not attend this year, he doesn't exactly know the nitty gritty of all the kinyonim and all that. He doesn't understand all that. Then what? Then give it to him. Give it to him in a halachically non. It doesn't work halachically. So fine. But he's as far as chinuch is concerned, that makes it be sufficient. What do you think about that? Right. You're hiding it. It's a bit of dishonesty there. Yeah, you're telling him. Well, it's a good point as well. Yeah, good point. Very good point. I'm pleased to be able to inform you that this is Mamash Machloek is very similar to what you were saying, and very similar. It's actually Mamash Machloek is Achoinim. Mamash Machloek is Achoinim. And let's see this inside. Mishnah Berurah goes into that. The Mishnah Berurah says the following in Seif Cotton. I want to start Seif Cotton Chof Gimel first, which is an important point for us Bnei Chutz La'aretz to know. Seif Cotton Chof Gimel says B'yom Rishon V'hu Adin LeDidon Da'osim Shnei Yomim. So everything we're discussing now applies equally to the first day and to us living in Chutzlaris applies also on the second day as well. So there's no difference as far as this is concerned. Okay, that's important to remember. First day and second day are equal with regards to this. And then says the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Ches. Kimin Shalayotzim Yodah Shapir Dabi. Actually, we can skip a few lines and we can go to the words Elo de Bechol Elu Eitzos. Elo de Bechol Elu Eitzos. Loi Mahani Rek Le Godel She Yochel Achkech Letzis Boi. Aval Katan Lo Yotzim Benetil Lekezeh. Cotton cannot be yotze. Do einu sheloi v'loi mikir lochem v'loi kiam boy aviv mitzvahs chinuch. And the father has not fulfilled mitzvahs chinuch if the son hasn't acquired it. V'yesh me'achoinim and the achoinim mulan shesoy from the whole. The mitzvahs chinuch miskaim gam beshaul. The achoinim who learned that yes, if it's borrowed, if it's merely borrowed, you can fulfill the mitzvahs chinuch in that way. That's basically the words that you used. Because ultimately, he's doing chinuch with that as well. We want him to get used to the emotions. Words are. We want him to get used to the action of shokling dalamim. That's what our obligation as fathers is. We have to train our kids to do the actions of the mitzvahs. The actions. If there is some halachic shailas to it, it doesn't really matter because we want him to get used to feel familiar with the Tariq mitzvahs, the actions of the mitzvahs. Now it's shown, okay, fine, leave that out. Is he doing the action of the mitzvah? He's doing the action of the mitzvah. So therefore, even if it's shol, even if it's borrowed, he can still fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. He can fulfill the mitzvah. That's okay. Others disagree. He seems to be, yes, no, he's the Mishneh Berurah over here seems to hold that it's fine to use shol. But the contemporary poskim seem to be learned Mishneh Berurah that a borrowed esrog is fine for a child. That's how the achronim quote this Mishneh Berurah over here. That's how he seems to be massive. In Shara Tzion, if you look in Shara Tzion, Sifkot Lamed Vav, he goes a bit more at length. He goes a bit more into it, and he's not so convincing. He's not so convincing, but Lemay said that's how the Achronim pass and that shul does work. I want to ask a question that I heard. Do you remember Simon Tofresh Nun Zayin? Could we quickly look at Simon Tofresh Nun Zayin together? Page Kuf Chav Tes, which we learned, was it last week? Can you see Simon Tofresh Nun Zayin was a one-liner. And it was the following. Cotton hayudeh le ne'aneh lulovoi ki dinoi. The child has to shake dalet minim. And over there, we learned the bialocha said that if you look at the bottom bialocha, it says that kidei lechanchem mitzvah poshut tzorich shir arba minim ksherim kmo begodol. The bialocha says over there that dalet minim have to be completely kosher like an adult. Is that a problem or not? Is that a question or not? Over here we're learning in Sim Tofresh Nun Zayin, we learned... Well, very good. One second. Very good. Let's just get the question clear. We learned that the dalet minim of a child needs to be completely kosher. You can't give him a broomstick. You can't give him a lemon. He needs to be perfectly kosher. What about, so how can we say now that the Mishneh Berurah paskens that a borrowed dalet minim is fine for him and he doesn't have to acquire it? How does that work? Is that a question or not? Pardon?
He's talking about pultot.
No, even if it's not. Even if it's the... even if it, here it doesn't. Even if it's not putot, even if it's katan, any katan. What do you think? You think it's a difficulty?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think? Well, would you somebody wanted to say something. Who was it? Is you or you? You said an answer. Mm. Was it you?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said that this Shulchanok appears to refer to the
very good. That's the answer. That's very good. So the answer is that yes, we can't. When it comes to the items of the mitzvah, the items, the esrog, the aravos, the hadassim, the lulav, they have to be kosher for a child. You can't give them something which is not kosher. It has to be kosher. However, with regards to shaul, that's not intrinsic with regards to the item, and therefore that's probably what the Mishnah holds. That's okay. Okay, so lemaisa, that's what. So halacha lemaisa, if you've got a child and he hasn't got dalet minim, what you should do according to the Mishneh Berurah, don't give him a matana menas la'achzi, a child who is less than bar mitzvah. But it seems to be acceptable according to the halacha. Just give it to him. You say it's not. You know, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to rub it in. But in your mind, you don't have to rub it in. You know, it's not yours. It's not yours. You know, it's mine. It's not yours. Don't do that. But in your mind, you have to be aware that it's not koinet. The child is not koinet. The child is not koinet. You know, you just that's what, which is. I think this is. It's important for us to remember that. I think it's really, really important. Yeah.
Is it a problem the child saying a bracha?
No, no, no. Good point. But it's not a problem. Child can make a bracha on it, although it's shol. Yeah. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai?
It's a good question, really, because a kid making a bracha on it is almost like a kind of expression of violence over the object.
Not necessarily. I mean, why is that? Why generally you'd make a bracha on?
Well, everyone who comes to Dershu knows that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it has to be lachem.
You mean specifically with regards to dalet minim, you're referring
to? I'm worried about things like marasayim with regards to lighting chanukah
candles. Yeah. Well, if the halacha, I appreciate your point. I think it's a valid point. Rabbi Yisai, what do you think about that? Making a bracha on a borrowed dalet minim for a child? You think it's a problem to make a bracha? Does he show that it's his? Yeah, what do you think about
it? It looks to the rest of the world like he's giving it to him,
and that's it. Right.
Which you can't do. So it's kind of confusing.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It could be to marasayim.
Well, it's a common one suck in marasayim. Out of nowhere.
Certainly true. So that's true with regards to my design. And also that the fact that since that's for chinuch purposes, it's the right thing to do, so you can make a bracha on it. For chinuch purposes, shol is fine. That's how we're paskening. That chinuch, for chinuch purposes, shol is fine, why can't you make a bracha on it? There is an interesting word of the Shaar HaTzion. Actually, it's interesting that the Bialach actually points out this question about bracha. But he said it's fine. He said it's fine. He actually does point out the bracha, and he said it's fine. Aval vada diot, yeah. And he says you're yotze with it, and it's fine. He said you can make a bracha. So that's the ma'aseh we should. There is one interesting question, which a basic question, an underlying question, which we haven't discussed yet. Again, matana mazlachzeh. How does it work? How does it work? I give you a matana, and the condition is you return it back to me. What happened? But if something goes wrong, what turned out retrospectively?
It wasn't ever a
Kenyan. So now let's say about a child. I give a child, and I say I'm giving you matana mazlachzeh. So what's wrong if I do that? I mean, even if his Kenyan doesn't work out to give it back to me. Then what will that ultimately be?
It's yours.
It's me. It's mine. So what's the problem? What's the big problem about the matana mazlachzeh? Again, the matana mazlachzeh is conditional. You have to give it back to me. And if something works out wrong that I don't get it back, then I never gave it to you in the first place. That's the whole idea of matana mazlachzeh. True. So one second. So if I give matana to a child and he's unable to be makna back to me, so fine. I never intended to give it to you under these parameters. That was the condition. The only condition was I want to get it back halachically. So if I don't get it back halachically, so what's the problem in giving matana mazlachzeh to a child?
According to the way you explained it yesterday, the kid can be kinder it, but can't be makna it back.
Yes. So fine.
So the first part of works.
Yeah.
The second part of it doesn't work.
So what happens if the second part doesn't work? So what happens if the second part doesn't work? Why not? If I don't get back my lulav, then I never gave it to you in the first place. If I don't get it back, I never gave it to you in the first place. That's all I did.
It's a
long
point.
It's a
Kenyan shelf.
It's a
Kenyan.
Oh, yeah.
It could never work.
Oh, very good. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. Very good. Very, very good.
It works in the second part of the world.
It's very good. You've done nothing.
Yeah, good. What did you want to say?
So, what happens if one adult gives a matana on that basis to another adult?
Yep.
And goes out to the room for a minute, and the other minute has disappeared. What happens at the end of that 2 hours? Has he got a curve? Give another set of arba minim back to the person who gave him that matana.
Not only that, even if he gives him another set, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Because he needs to give that very set that he got in the first place. That's what the initial owner wants to have back. If he's unable to provide that set back, then he hasn't fulfilled his condition. Consequently, he was never his. He always remained in the first owner's bailus.
So in that
you can't give money back instead.
In that respect, then, And if that happened for some reason, it disappeared before he gave it back, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Arba Minim.
This is correct. Unless, you're 100% right, unless he goes to the initial owner and he owns up and he says, listen, that doesn't happen. Are you moichel? And if the initial owner says, yeah, hareinu kinni iskabalti, it's fine with me, fine, never mind about it. Or he says, give me money, I'm okay with it. I'm moichel the condition that I made. Then it will be all right. But otherwise, as long as he doesn't hear those words, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm sure I learned somewhere that if a person finds a chepetz, then there's a tikkunis eva that it automatically goes into becomes the property of the father.
Yeah.
Because if a child goes around finding stuff and keeps it for himself, and the
father yeah.
is providing his food, gets annoyed. So on that basis, is it not within, either if you want to say, Kenyan based in Kenya, whatever it was called, Hefka based in Hefka.
Right. That he owns, that he still has some possessions.
Or else, just as a father, and the cotton's, you know, Samechol Sholchanoi, can't he just take the Kenyan from the Rishus of his son? Through the power
invested in me. That's a nice thought. Lemaisa is a nice thought. It's a very nice thought. Very nice thought. Lemaisa, what you said initially, that's Lemaisa, what you said before, that's Lemaisa what the Bialocha suggests. The Bialocha says that the answer to the question is, why is it that you can't give, it's a very nice kasha this, why is it you can't give matana to a child, matana is lachna to a child? The answer is, because the Bialocha on the top of page 262 says, Avol be'emes lesser, for Be'emes Lesser, the came along the cold night she actually is kind besoifoy, and it's night that cannot be fulfilled at the end. The his no love, and he made such a condition. But chilosoy initially, that's no bottle, it's nice bottle. When imtsa shakotten kanoi, and it turns out the cotton was koinet, after pishul yochel achzi, although he can't return it. So the answer is according to Be'alocha. Do you know why matanas lachzi with a child is different? Because this is impossible for it to, the condition to be fulfilled. It's that a condition that cannot be fulfilled. He cannot be machneh to me. There's no way the condition can be fulfilled. Consequently, since the condition cannot be fulfilled, so it's as if I said nonsense. And since I said nonsense, so it's understood that the condition that I'm not machneh on the condition, and therefore the child is koineh. And therefore, back to square one, I'm a problem, and he can't be machneh back to me.
Even without it tonight, why correct. Can't you just take the property of your children and own it? Like, when your kids come home from school with some painting that they did, and like, you say, that was lovely, sweetheart, and then 3 months later you try to work out what to do with it, so you chuck it in the
air. 3 months? That's amazing. Wow, I'm impressed.
That's pretty untidy. But the point is that how come you have the right to throw away that painting, LMI, you don't really see your children's acquisitions as
their own. Yeah.
So why is it any different here that they can own it and you can't just take it back? Why do you need their dust altogether? Why can't you just use your dust to take stuff from your kids?
Because if das achar is makneloi, then they have been koineit.
Okay, so you take it away from them.
Yeah, that you can't. That you can't. Because if das achar, you can't uproot your... Because that you need their dust for that. Because now he has entered their possession. He's entered their world. Das achar is makneloi is a real thing. And now they've made a kinyan.
Well, surely once they have yush on it...
Yeah, maybe, if there's yush, yeah. But I don't think they have yush on the beautiful set of Dalet Minim.
I'm taking it, it's not yours anymore. They have yush already.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's... You can't even impose yush on like
your
that.
Kids. You can't yeah. put yush on your kids.
No, yush is, yeah, I hear, yeah, okay, but yush is halachic, is something happening here. You can't, you know, it would be called gezel, maybe, I hear the thought, I hear the thought from an educational point of view, I really agree with what you're saying. Just from a halachic point of view, I think it's still theirs. Right, okay, and let's just finish off with Shutfim. We spoke about Shutfim on a couple of occasions. Over here we've got the black and white. Shutfim shikon lulav, or esrik b'shutfus. Partners. Okay, Esrik is very expensive. You're going to your partner, you've got a partnership. No, you say, partner, let's buy an Esrik together. They don't know what to do with it.
He'd probably slice it up and try and do it.
All right, okay, so maybe find yourself another shutter then, yes. Shutfus, shakon, lulav, or Esrik, but shutfus. Okay, two partners, they want to buy Dalet Minim together. So now, ein echon em yoitze boi lichavosoi, b'yemarishon. You can't share. You can't have a shutf as a partnership for dalet minim. It doesn't work. Unless, because what happens is shutf is the way it works is, you know, there's a world, yeshivish hakira, how exactly shutf works. But the understanding over here is that they each own half. How you split, we don't know. Nobody knows exactly how you split. But I've only got 50% of this dalet minim. And he's got the other 50%. Which 50% we don't know. But I only own 50% of it. And so does he. So now, in order to fulfill dalet minim, what do I need to do? And I say, listen here, I need to shake dalet minim. You know, you give me your part, matana, and eventually, after that, I'll give you my part as matana. But you need to actually go through that process because you only own half. Does that make sense? Yeah, and then, but the Rambam does say, it's only true if they bought the dalet minim, not necessarily to fulfill the mitzvah. They bought dalet minim stam. If the partnership came about in order to fulfill the mitzvah of dalet minim, you don't actually have to spell it out. If the partnership, you were together in a shop of dalet minim, and you say, you know, why don't we buy dalet minim together? And you buy it together, he gives 50% and you give 50%. You don't have to go through the process and say, you know, you've been machneh to me and I'll be machneh. You don't have to actually spell it all out because it's self-understood that you bought it to fulfill the mitzvah. How are you going to fulfill the mitzvah? If for time being you're going to own whole and he's going to own the whole later on. So you don't have to actually spell it out. You know, you take half and I go. It's self-understood that when you're going to fulfill the mitzvah, it's going to be completely his, yours. And when he's going to fulfill the mitzvah, it's going to be completely his. So you don't have to actually spell it out. Yeah, we'll stop here.